You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Hello and welcome. I'm Joseph Hughes. This is Adventures of Joe here on Camden Community Radio. It's great to have your company. Adventures of Joe is all about places I've been and seen in a week. And with me is my colleague named Freddie Chick.
Hello, Joe. Hello, I'm very pleased to be here.
It's great to have your company.
This is a nice cafe we're in today. We're in the French Garden Cafe.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. We're having a breakfast of snail croissants.
Yes.
And you've got a just froth of your cappuccino. Froth.
That's right. So the adventure this week was on Monday. On Monday, I went to Romford in Essex.
So why did you go there?
Because it's because of an old Church of England church that is based in Romford called St. Edward the Confessor. Ooh. Church of England. And it's actually a really old C of E church.
Oh, right. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to hearing this.
So on Monday, I went to Romford. I got the Bakerloo line to Embankment, which was quite of a long journey. Then I got the District line from Embankment all the way to Upminster, which is the end of the line.
Oh, how long did that take?
And that took 50 minutes.
God. Were you sitting or did you have to stand the whole time?
I was sitting.
What were you doing? Were you, you were reading the posters in the stations? You were checking your phone?
Yes, I was just checking my phone and I was looking outside at... I was looking outside the window.
What, at the underground?
When it got out into the open. At somewhere like mile end or after that, and the underground started being outdoors.
That's a Wombles, the Wombles wombling free when the underground comes out.
Yes.
And suddenly it's on top of, it's out there.
Yes.
In the open. Doesn't look right. It's like seeing a mole stick its head out into the light. It belongs in a tunnel.
Yes, that's right.
But there's more of the underground. Someone told me there's more of the underground outside the ground than inside the ground. Did you know that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So District line all the way to Upminster, which is the end of the line, of the District line. And then at Upminster, I got the overground train from Upminster to Romford, which is only a one-track train line from Upminster to Romford.
Only one track.
So we have to wait for the overground.
When you go, you can't come back. There's one track.
We have to wait half an hour for it to come back. But I got the overground to Romford from Upminster. And when I got to Romford, I walked out Romford Station, along Romford High Street, past shops, cafes, takeaways, and I went inside...
Loads. Where did you go?
Loads. I went inside Tesco Express.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know what's coming
in
next.
In Romford. And I bought a £3 meal deal.
Ka-ching!
Which
what
was...
did you go for this time? Did you go for sushi?
No.
Did
no.
you go for Cocoa Pops?
No.
Did you have... Oh, no, let me guess. Oh, I know what you had. You had two turnips and a lemon.
No. A £3 meal deal on Monday in Tesco Express. I went for the ham, cheese and pickle sandwich.
Delicious.
With sea salt and balsamic vinegar crisps.
Mm.
And for drink, I had Sunny Delight.
Sunny
California-style drink.
California-style. Yes. Nice, that sounds
for
great.
For £3.
Where did you eat it? Did you just scoff it in the queue?
No. I just continued walking along Romford High Street, past more shops, cafes and takeaways, and Romford Shopping Centre. And then I went inside the church called St. Edward the Confessor, Church of England Church.
And there you soaked in the atmosphere and you cracked open your cheese and pickle sandwich.
No, I just went in there to collect the newsletters and the service.
What was the church like then? You're this church you visited, come all the way to see.
It was actually a really old church.
Yeah. Made of, were the stones sort of dark?
And the stones were sort of dark, that's right. And there was an organ inside the church.
Oh, right, really?
And there was, the pews were fairly old, and it was a fairly large church called St. Edward the Confessor's Church in Romford, fairly large in size, and there was quite a lot of pews, and the altar was quite large as well.
So what was it, how did you feel when you were there?
It felt really good because of going back to the days of just remembering about Westminster Cathedral when it looks a lot like Westminster Cathedral.
Oh, does it?
With that same kind of style.
And that atmosphere.
And the atmosphere of choral music playing.
Oh, and was there choral music playing? Or you were just hearing it in your head?
I was just hearing it in my head.
Okay.
Yeah, but just that sort of atmosphere. So yes, by the way, I continued to walk down Romford High Street, and I had my sandwich, my ham, cheese, pickle sandwich, and sea salt and balsamic vinegar crisps and Sunny Delight California style drink. I had my meal deal when I was walking along the high street, and I then walked back to Romford station.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to take a crazy train journey.
Crazy? How is
I got this is the way the adventure starts. The crazy train journey from Romford to Upminster on Overground, from Upminster to Aldgate East on the District Line.
Blimey.
From Aldgate East to Liverpool Street on Hammersmith and City Line.
Mental.
Then I got the Metropolitan Line from Liverpool Street to Finchley Road. And then I got the Jubilee Line from Finchley Road to Kingsbury.
Why on earth did you do that? Just to have an adventure?
Because I decided to take the Jubilee Line from Finchley Road to Kingsbury so I could take the 324 bus to visit a friend of mine named Adam, who is still unwell even as we are here now.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that.
So on Monday, after all that, I decided to take the 324 bus to Adam's house in Kingsbury to give the newsletters and service sheets to Adam from St. Edward the Confessor's Church in Romford.
Well, get well soon, Adam.
Yes, because it's been 2 weeks. Adam has been unwell, and he still is unwell. So, and after that, I just took the 204 bus to Wembley and then the 18 bus home.
Great, what an adventure.
So that was my adventure for this week. And now it's over to Freddie.
Yeah?
Freddie, what was your adventure this week?
Well, Joe, my adventure this week has been a really busy week, actually. But I think the most adventurous thing I've done was I went to Whitechapel. Yes, I went to Whitechapel to the Genesis Cinema there with a friend. Yes. And I'd never been to Whitechapel before, and I thought it was lovely. It was a sunny day, the streets were wide and filled with angry motorists, and the cinema was great, and there was lots of interesting shops and restaurants along the way, and yeah, I had a delicious Turkish kebab.
Yes.
Mm. And saw a good film about feminist punk.
Yes. That's cool, that's cool.
That was my adventure.
Yes. So for me, Joseph Hughes, that was Adventures of Joe and Co. for this week. So for me, Joseph Hughes, and my colleague, Freddie Chick.
Goodbye.
Till the next time, to all of you, wherever you are, goodbye. God bless you.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org